This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in, so move it on over.
You know what's weird, though?
Move it on over.
A healthy, powerful woman wants a really cool man that they augment each other, they love each other, they back each other up, but they like a dominant, strong man who knows what he's doing and who can sweep her off her feet. It's not that she's weak, she just wants a really good man. That's genetic in all mammals, all species. But these leftists that have destroyed men in general, I mean, they've done a good job. They're like walking. Either they act like they're tough, not really men, or they're these little weirdos. Then they're so desperate, a lot of them are actually going out and getting a Muslim guy or whatever. They'll slap them around, knock their teeth out, which is not what a good woman should want. But then they go to the really bizarre extreme of it. To a guy that doesn't work, sits on the couch and tells her, get in there in the kitchen, make me money, and get out on the street and turn some tricks. And they just seem to like it. So gone are the guys opening the door for you. They like being backhanded and getting that nose broken. And I'm not kidding. They want to be cuckolded. They want to be crushed. I think there's a sick mental illness to all this. Stefan Molyneux, your take on that and other closing points. I want to get you back more often, my friend.
Oh, thanks. It's a great pleasure to be back on the show. And people were saying, you know, a lot in sort of the comments and the emails and messages that I received, saying about these Cologne and other city attacks on the women in Germany. They were saying, where are the German men? And of course, they're not talking about the, you know, the mustachioed foot stomping march across Europe German men, just the men who would rush to the defense of victimized women
the
around
police
them.
Wouldn't even help.
Police wouldn't help. But here's the thing, Alex. I think that it has been so ingrained in Western men that in any confrontation between a white man and a minority, the facts don't matter. The white man's life will be destroyed. Look at George Zimmerman or Darren Wilson or other people. The facts don't matter. Your life will be destroyed. You know, there used to be this old saying when it came to self-defense, it's better to be tried by 12 than carried by 6.
That's right.
I'm not sure that that's true anymore. I think people are saying, I will take anything because the media is going to side with the minority no matter what the facts are. My life is going to be destroyed. Even if I'm vindicated in a court of law, my life is going to be destroyed. My family, my career, my income is going to be destroyed. And so there's been this fantastic media hold them down of white males to the point where self-defense has become an impractical art of social and economic suicide.
I agree. We are being domesticated. I mean, everybody is, basically. But then they bring in a third world population that were shooting LAS rockets, RPGs at each other a month before, and raping and beheading women and sex slaving. I mean, what does the left think is going to happen? This is going to be explosive.
Well, the fact that the left is allied with a very primitive medieval, and medieval is even a compliment, pre-medieval Sharia's type enemy, the fact that the left is allied with them is very revealing. It's not revealing to the left, who, again, I simply just power junkies looking for their next fix, but it's revealing to everyone else. Like the fact that the left says to Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, it's terrible that you show up in an ISIS recruitment video. Well, if the West is at war with ISIS, as they or as we claim
to
be,
you should show up.
That's a good thing. You know, Churchill, do you know you're showing up in Nazi propaganda? It's like, well, that's the point of being at war.
I'm in their videos. So is Joe Biggs. We're in ISIS videos. I'm proud of that.
If I haven't shown up in an ISIS video soon, I'm incredibly disappointed with my performance. It's terrible. That's the point of fighting, is you're supposed to annoy the people you're fighting at the very least.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I want to invite you at least once a month on this show and on the Nightly News, because really, you're one of the smartest guys in the room when it comes to boiling it down. You're dead on. But really, this is so nakedly black and white. Most things historically aren't really black and white. What the crazy power grabbers are doing really is black and white insanity.
Thanks, Alex. It was a real pleasure. We'll talk to you again.
FreeDomainRadio.com, Twitter, Stefan Molyneux, Molyneux. YouTube, Free Domain Radio. Just a great guy and reaching hundreds of millions of people. And I tell you, it feels good at night to know there are so many people out there. And, you know, Stefan is an atheist, basically. I think I can say that. And you know, he's a smart guy, and I respect him. He's a cool guy, you know, who actually has his views and can back him up. He's not one of these leftist atheists that wants to, you know, says I'm an evil, you know, right-winger and wants my guns. And so he reaches out to a lot of people on the left that wouldn't listen to me. That's great. That's what it's all about, folks. Different strokes for different folks, but all together promoting freedom, open debate. That's what a diverse civilization is, not political correctness and Sharia law.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on it.
Earlier in the last hour, I put a compilation of eight different clips of President Obama as a candidate and early on in his administration 6 years ago, saying that a president with executive orders on law is tyranny. And he's a constitutional lawyer, so he knows that. Well, he said earlier this week at the White House in a press conference that Congress won't act and get in line. That's a quote. So he's going to act. It's advisory, but magically some algorithm for a no-fly list that's extrajudicial, extra-legislative, they just put you on it. And you can't own a gun. And they're going to go after gun manufacturers, and they're going to tell your doctor to spy on you, and they're going to do so many other things in an executive power grab that on its face is unprecedented. More executive orders than the last six presidents. Where is the move to impeach him? I had Donald Trump on here, and he said, well, it'll just make him kind of a victim. He's only got 11 months left in office. We don't have 11 months to wait. He was on CNN last night saying, I'll all be gone soon. Don't worry about this gun stuff. They're having the agency start all this up, and the Republican leadership, the same ones that gave us Obamacare, you name it, they're going to let it stand. Sheriff Mack got the Brady Bill overturned. They just did instant check, which was outside of law. And then they just keep expanding that, just like he's done with open borders, just like he won't tell governors where the refugees are being taken. And they're just turned loose. It's all illegal. So there's a bunch of reasons to impeach him. We had an article yesterday, 75 crimes of Barack Obama. But there was an article that went viral that Steve Watson wrote on Monday. Report, RNC will consider Obama impeachment proceedings, 48 criminal charges. And we have the North American Law Center on with us. I've called Congress. I've confirmed they are looking at this. They are circulating it. Other draft resolutions are circulating. Stephen Pidgeon is a political scientist, PhD, and a lawyer. And he is spearheading this operation at the NorthAmericanLawCenter.org. And we are here beating the drum. Now, he's been on national television as well, saying, look, we've got to go ahead and start this. It's our duty. We can't just say, well, strategically, we want to let the president, you know, barbecue children on the White House lawn. We start aiding and abetting those crimes. Okay, so that's my view. He is a political scientist and a lawyer, and he's been battling and challenging Obama's lawlessness. But remember, this will pass on to the Republicans as well. This is precedent setting. We have to push back, in my view, and at least have the hearings. Look how many of his agency heads have had to resign and are on the verge of criminal charges. Hillary is within millimeters of being indicted. That's mainstream news right now. Her emails, lying to Congress, it's all coming out. We either get on the offensive, folks, or they're going to take it as a big, fat green light to run us over. This is a critical decision right now, probably one of the most important in our country's history. And you know I don't usually talk like that. I can hardly sleep at night. I usually sleep like the dead. Go to bed in like 30 seconds. I quit drinking coffee in the afternoon because I'm having trouble going to sleep the last week because I can just feel the momentousness. I had a big guest on last hour, said the same thing. Everybody can feel it, not just see it. The evil is on the move, folks. The good news is good is on the move as well. In liberal, socialist, brain-dead Bernie Sanders districts, Trump's got 40, 50,000 people. I mean, this is unprecedented. So joining us is Stephen Pidgeon, NorthAmericanLawCenter.org. Sir, you're the constitutional lawyer, the political scientist, but that, you know, my point is, am I right? We have a responsibility. I mean, the law isn't something we just enforce when we feel like it, sir. Is that correct?
That's correct, Alex. And in fact, what you're saying is extremely important. We've reached a threshold point now where Mr. Obama is poised to completely overthrow the constitutional republic with a continuous stream of executive orders which exceed the power of the presidency and usurp the authority of Congress. He's doing it through the expansion of bureaucracies and demanding Congress fall in line with his ultra-virus acts to the Constitution. This latest play with gun control is particularly onerous, and he's using the socialist tax plan called Obamacare to implement what really are policies that were originated in the Third Reich. You know, the Obamacare strikes chords of doctrines that were criminalized under the 1947 Nuremberg Act when doctors were executed from the Nazi regime for proposing just exactly what's on the table with Obamacare. And he's using the same playbook to say, well, doctors can determine whether or not you're a health care threat. If you're a Social Security recipient, you have no right to own a firearm, so on and so forth, all in a guise to completely disarm the American public while he imports hundreds of thousands of Muslim terrorists and other paid mercenaries who come into the country unarmed to find mosques that are essentially armories.
And what you're saying is borne out by the facts. It sounds sensational, but for those that don't know, it's the plotting. Obamacare, an open power grab over the whole infrastructure, one-seventh the economy, blank check, the funding, the UPS planes funded by the feds flying in, disappearing. JFK Airport says we're told just let them in and just release them. We don't even look at their IDs. I mean, meanwhile, the TSA grabs 10-year-old girls. This is an unprecedented takeover, and walking through this, sir, you'll flesh out what you're saying here about this appearing to be a planned takeover, because I agree, this doesn't just look like a soft takeover anymore. It looks like there could be even more draconian stuff planned.
It's not a soft takeover anymore, and this is where we have arrived. I mean, all of this business of allowing criminal activity on the part of Mr. Obama over the last 6 years, including his usurpation of the office, his failure to establish his own identity, his identity fraud, actionable identity fraud, the crimes he's committed in terms of rules of engagement in the field, deploying American troops, spending money, American tax dollars, to further the benefit of Hezbollah, Hamas, the Palestinian Liberation Army, Islamic Jihad, his own funding, training, and deployment of ISIS. All of these are well-established facts.
Gosh.
And buttressed by a great deal of evidence, and all amount to egregious breaches of his trust as the President of the United States, and they're all impeachable offenses. And so either the country acts to restore the rule of law and impeach this gentleman for the crimes he's committed against this country, or we lose the constitutional republic. I mean, it really has gotten to that point.
Well, he wears a Wahhabist ring. He has family that have overthrown countries in the Middle East. He's been caught financing the Muslim Brotherhood. I thought they were just manipulating the Arabs and using them to take over the Middle East, the more radical groups. But when you really get down to it, I've talked to a lot of senior people in the government and folks at high level in government that have talked to others, and I've confirmed it over 2 years with high level folks. And I've got Bongino calling me up going, I didn't tell you that. And I said on air, no, it wasn't Bongino. He said it's worse than I know, but never told me anything secret, the head of Obama's foreign details. And then he quit, saying it's worse than you know. I have got it, and I've gotten some threats over this because they know it's true. Obama is a practicing Wahhabist. He actually prays every five times a day. And I didn't believe this back when I heard it 5 years ago, but this is from high-level people. They are scared of him. I mean, I guess that's why Congress won't do anything, is he's backed by George Soros, this crazy Nazi collaborator. I can't believe we're in this much trouble, and the left is supporting it, and Merkel says basically, let, quote, criminals come in. That's a quote, and the feminist mayor says, let them, you know, it's your fault, women, that you're raped. I mean, I guess the left really is taking over and is allied with radical Islam.
Well, it's not just the left, Alex. This is what our problem is here today. We've had a great deal of stonewalling coming from the upper leadership also of the Republican Party. And there really is no excuse for it. You know, recently 163 Democrat legislators signed on a bill that will essentially get the Bill of Rights entirely based upon this gun control rhetoric. So we're at a point where, you know, it's gun control today and internment camps tomorrow. The reality is that when you're discussing Mr. Obama, he has committed a series of crimes that are ongoing, and the crimes have not stopped. We had to stop at 48 articles because we just simply couldn't gather together more of the treasonous acts that he's committed. For instance, trading Mr. Bergdahl for five al-Qaeda leaders that were immediately deployed into the field. Also, spying on Congress, an article that appears to have gone away, spying on Congress and foreign leaders without any probable cause. We're under a search and seizure environment with cameras deployed everywhere and NSA downloads, et cetera. All of these things violate the Constitution, and we've sat back and taken it for 6 years. Now, when you have a president who has usurped congressional authority and Congress allows it to happen, we don't have months, we don't even have weeks. This man could start World War III tomorrow, and he could enact martial law at the twilling of a pen. These things become critically important. There has been some people with integrity inside the Republican National Committee, namely Dave Ajema, who has brought forth a resolution to the RNC and said, consider these articles of impeachment.
That was my next question, sir. How much support do we have? Thank God you're in there getting this done. I can't believe we aren't hearing from more congressmen and women themselves calling for it when they have in the past. This is so egregious. Let's walk through that in a moment because this is so important. But let me first, since you mentioned martial law, back you up. This article needs to go mega viral. Report, RNC will consider Obama impeachment proceedings. It's up on Infowars.com. But let's continue. We have another story where on CNN they are calling for Obama to declare, quote, a national state of emergency and just confiscate the guns. The Daily Beast and other White House-connected groups have also in the last month just said, you know what, we do want to take them, just take them. They've got to know that's going to start a civil war if this begins. I mean, so is that really their plan? And then I want to get back into how we get impeachment going, because obviously, even if we don't get impeachment, which we should, it'll give us a bully pulpit to bring out all their crimes. Go ahead, sir.
That's exactly right, Alex. The bully pulpit is a big part of it, but we are seeking impeachment, not just the pulpit. And we have been working with a number of legislators. One of the legislators that has come out with a really good voice here in the last couple of days is, of course, Representative Don Young from the state of Alaska, who is critically concerned about this deprivation of Second Amendment rights. There are other Republican conservatives in Congress who are also supporting the bill. However, what is required is a grass fire that must take place. And, of course, the grass fire begins with the first child who says, hey, the emperor has no clothes. The reality is that this fire has been lit. There has been a match struck to the dry hay. I believe that there's somewhere between 75 and 85% of the people in this country that would support impeachment. And that number will grow when you begin to see that this outcome.
Oh, I agree. The CNN polls, you know, that 60% support guns, more like 20, 30%. Obama's got below 30 numbers, even with his idiot constituents. I mean, the liberals are coming out in support of Trump in droves.
That's correct. And, of course, even the people that are supporting Obama don't know the entire truth. If they knew the entire truth of what took place in Libya and the transfer of 200,000 tons of arms into the hands of ISIS, the creation of ISIS by Obama and Hillary, the deployment of ISIS, and all of those crimes that you see ISIS commit, the beheading of Christians, the sale of 8-year-old girls into sex slavery, the trafficking of human beings, the burning of villages, etc., the burning of a pilot alive. All of those crimes are on the desk of Mr. Obama, who created and funded and deployed this group and continues to fund and arm them and support them. That, my friend, is an act of treason.
We've got to do it. And what do we do to put pressure on Paul Ryan and others who keep saying, oh, he's politically, you know, dead right now, we're going to win a landslide? That's not true. He could start a war with Russia, anybody. They're clearly lining up and behaving like they may go for broke and flooding us with the forces to create terror attacks. Then Obama declares a state of emergency to respond to the jihadis he himself has brought in. I mean, Europe's declared civil emergencies using the jihadis they brought in, banning, arresting libertarian leaders like Le Pen, who's number one in presidential polls. What they've done in Europe, I think, is the blueprint for here.
I think that's exactly right, except the model is even more draconian than that. We will not get to a 2016 election if Mr. Obama has his way. And if he's given free rein to do whatever he will between now and then, we will not make it. His intentions are, of course, the overthrow of the Constitutional Republic of the United States. He's in breach of his office. You can't have supernumerous acts of treason and call it anything other than in an intentional overthrow of the country. That's what's going on here. And he's being aided and abetted by people in Congress who have full knowledge of these facts and who will do nothing. Now, there is a federal statute that reiterates what's in the Constitution as to what constitutes treason. And second to that statute is another statute called misprision of treason. Those who are aware of the treason that is being committed are guilty of the crime of treason as much as the person who has committed the treason if they take no steps to report it and to act against it.
That's what I said earlier.
They know. The congressmen know. There are some that are prepared to act, but they need the support of the people. Now, the beauty of it is that the RNC is going to come forward with this resolution. It's trying to be blocked by ranks.
Please give us the details. We're going to write a big article, sir. Again, Mr. Pidgeon, heads up, NorthAmericanLegalCenter.org, very prestigious organization, doing a great job. You have got Congress people, I know some of them are behind the scenes, it's like going up against Emperor Palpatine, but they're doing it, or going up against Hitler. They are ready to move with this. Give us the details and how we support it.
Well, the best way to support this is, one, you have to contact your RNC delegate. That's the first step. And you need to make it clear to the RNC delegate that you're not going to tolerate dictatorial policies from some New World Order elite telling the RNC what they're going to do. The RNC, for all intents and purposes, has been overthrown by corporate elitists, does not represent the Republican or the conservative base. The Republicans have long held planks that support marriage and that support the traditional family and also are pro-life and, you know, want a smaller government, reduced taxes, all the typical conservative Republican planks. The RNC holds those planks, and they operate in direct contravention to their own order. And they're doing that because they are being controlled by outside forces, and the RNC is being dictated to through the likes of Ryan Priebus, who is working diligently to make sure that Mr. Obama is able to move through with his game plan entirely and with no opposition from the Republicans.
They're covering his entire flank. So getting into how the resolution comes forward, what we do, give us the specifics of the resolution so we can write an article about it, link to your stuff, and really get people pushing it.
The articles of impeachment have been online at North American Law Center for some time. There's 48 articles under three headings, and that is the resolution that is before the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Contact your committee member. In addition, it is critical that you contact your representative in the House of Representatives, because what takes place is some representative, any one representative, can enter the articles of impeachment in the Judiciary Committee and call for those impeachment articles to move forward.
Like Bob Barr did.
That's correct. And with the support of the people calling the Judiciary Committee, members of the Judiciary Committee, and calling the representatives and demanding impeachment, you know, the choices are we either move forward with the rule of law or we are going to be resorting to confronting military force in the hands of Mr. Obama in a ruthless dictatorship in a short period of time. So it's time to act. You need to call your representative and move forward with articles of impeachment and demand that your representative forget the politics and move forward with these articles of impeachment. And bear this in mind, you representatives that say we don't want to act. Obama has already targeted you as an enemy. He's just targeting you as a weak enemy right now because you haven't acted. Now act. Be a man and do what you're supposed to do. Stand up for this country and introduce these articles of impeachment while we still have an opportunity.
You're right. And here's the deal. We're not being taken over by like Boss Hogg or something just to be a corrupt guy and skim money. They're going after everybody. The bitter clingers, they hate us. They're scum. Look at Merkel supporting the rape gangs. I just can't believe we'd allowed this scumming of an elite in that just hate those of us that are for basic freedom. I mean, we really are in the hands of really evil people right now. And you're a smart guy. Your organization's smart. You talk to a lot of folks in Congress. I talk to them as well. I just don't know why the big elites, because I know they're corrupt, though, would let something this violent and dangerous in, because it's going to go after them as well. I mean, this is cancer.
I agree with that. And, you know, the problem is, Alex, is that the theory, and this theory, by the way, was the theory proposed initially by Adolf Hitler, which is that National Socialism works better in a Muslim society than it does in a Christian society. So the concept within the New World Order is to Islamify all of Western society so that the dictatorship will flow more easily and the population will be more easily controlled. That's the concept. The elite continue to believe that they'll be living in, you know, high-rises in Manhattan that will be gated in from the Islamic influence because they're ignorant. They, you know, they actually expect that National Socialism is going to work, which is also ignorant. But the reality of it is
they're in love with power and oppression.
That's exactly right. They're power hungry people, and they go to bed at night thinking about how they're going to kill 5 billion human beings.
Look at their top captain is a literal Nazi collaborator who's financing in 14 countries Muslims oppressing Christians. We had an article this week. I mean, they are pure evil. I mean, it's true. I mean, they really are bad.
That's right. And what they have planned for the United States is control of the population and, of course, the systematic elimination of any people who remember freedom, any people who remember the Constitutional Republic, any people who remember the American way of life. Those people have to go. They have to be replaced by subservient slaves who are under the control of some demon somewhere that allows the elite to pluck them and to pluck their wealth and to live in their 1% life while the rest of us starve on the street. I mean, that's essentially the plan.
However, and they're financing the whole Black Lives Matter movement, going up against the legitimate police state in some cases, but with a leftist overthrow angle, with UN offices opening this year all over the country for, quote, strong cities to bully the takeover of local government. I mean, this is a total multinational takeover using socialism and radical Islam as the operating system.
That's correct. And this idea of placing UN offices in the country anyone who is in a foreign uniform in the United States who is armed is at war with the United States, period.
Obama is at war with America.
That's correct. He's declared war on America. He's executing the Muslim Brotherhood game plan that was published in the early 80s. Michelle Bachmann came forward with it and acknowledged it to the Department of Justice.
Well, sir, you absolutely are amazing on target. NorthAmericanLawCenter.org. I know you're very busy, but I'd like later today to tape several segments with you to get into other angles on the nightly news, or if not, the Sunday show or Monday, because this is moving so quickly. Stephen Pidgeon, God bless you, sir, and please keep working as hard as you can.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
We await congressmen to come on this show and sign on to impeachment. This is it, boys. Sign your name on the declaration.
On the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
About a month before they removed Boehner, we had Congressman Walter Jones on, and he led the operation to remove John Boehner. Now we've got Paul Ryan. And I happen to know behind the scenes, a lot of Congress folks are looking at articles of impeachment. But they are facing heavy tyranny and a lot of threats. And but Hillary's in a lot of political trouble right now. More emails, more classified info, more lies to Congress. The Washington Post and others are coming out talking about Bill Clinton settling rape cases and could he be the new Bill Cosby. We've got the former candidate, or he was going to be a candidate, coming back saying maybe he will be a candidate, Joe Biden. So that shows you they're in trouble. But bottom line, you cannot have the executive order power grabs that are happening right now. It's unprecedented. I played clips of candidate and early President Obama saying it's illegal what he's now doing, bashing Bush, who deserved to be bashed for some of his executive orders. But Obama signed more executive orders than the last six presidents combined. They're draconian. It's dangerous. And on so many fronts, this country is in a lot of trouble. I wanted to get our guest on, and he came on short notice because he's been saying for a couple of years, and then 6 months ago, look for China bubble to burst in December of last year. And it started happening actually in about November. And then he said it's going to accelerate. I think it's imminent. And now you've seen just crazy town, trillions disappearing in days. Our stock market going down, you know, 1,000 points and going back up. Just wild numbers. And so he joins us to speak about this and how it ties into everything. But stock market crash 2016, this is the worst start to a year for stocks ever. That's CNN. Ever. Ever. Worst four, now it's 5-day run. And you got Soros hopping up and down saying, you know, this is bigger than 2008. Will we see new big banker bailouts and some new bubble and some new, I mean, it's crazy. And they got Democrats calling for Obama to declare a national state of emergency on guns. They have executive orders in place where Congress is suspended for 6 months. Those are Bush and Obama executive orders. I mean, this is scary times, folks. And I've talked to high-level special forces people that say, though they're being told get ready for domestic collapse, gun confiscation, you name it, and they say we're not going to follow the orders. So this is a crazy time to be alive. Our news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you're not sending out our videos and links to what we're doing and the free podcast and everything else, whose side are you on? And by the way, I know you are because, again, our average video gets, depending on what platform, 50, 100,000, 300,000 views, depending on the platforms. They're now getting 1 million, 2 million, 3 million. And this is going on for the last month. So people are really waking up to what's happening. Now, what's not correspondingly growing with the growth curve in listener and viewership is money. Because the economy's in the crapper, obviously. Most talk radio is going bankrupt. We're not. We've been trying to expand in the face of tyranny. But I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the great shortwave radios, great non-GMO seeds, great Patriot apparel, super high-quality, game-changing nutraceuticals with 4.8-star reviews on third-party sites. 15% off until tonight at InfoWarsStore.com. 6 months free. We've never done that. And we're getting record members as well. The PrisonPlanet.tv and the Nightly News, that's going to end next week. It's a New Year special. 20 people can use each membership. Take advantage of this. I want to salute and thank the folks that have been supporting us. We have a limited edition calendars for 2016. We're going to Mr. Dent right now. It's just very important for folks to realize the iron is hot now. And we need you to spread the word. We need you to support us financially and pray for us and pray for this country and the world, because we are entering one of the most tumultuous times in human history. I believe all the graphs, the demographic cliffs show it. You had the cultural decay, the laziness of the West, the militants, the weapons all over the world, the Pentagon, the Ministry of Defense. They say 2016 to 2022 is going to be over the top wild. So don't strap yourselves in. You don't want to be a spectator in this. You want to be involved. The worst place to be is a spectator. This is not a spectator sport. So there's my intro. He joins us till the end of the hour. Then Anthony Gucciardo will be hosting a live fourth hour. And I really appreciate our routine guest who comes on every few weeks now, Harry Dent, author of The Demographic Cliff, a former top guy, of course, over there doing big corporate turnarounds. I like that, not just takeovers. For Bain Capital, HarryDent.com, Harvard Business School graduate and more. I'm not going to go over the rest of it. People know who he is. And he's also offering a deal still where you just pay the shipping and get his book free. That's how much he wants to get it out for you. It's like $4.95 or something. I know he loses money on that. The book costs that to just get it into your hands, The Demographic Cliff. Okay, we've gone over the charts. We've covered a lot of that. The point is what you said is basically happening just as you said it would, just as your last predictions came eerily true. tell us what's happening currently and then what you expect now that the optics are closer and clearer with the electron microscope, what the next shoe to drop is, Mr. Dent.
Well, again, I've been looking at China, number one, because they have the greatest bubble in the world. They have overbuilt their economy for 12 to 15 years in the future, massive migration into cities where people don't really have jobs. They have them building stuff for nobody. And that's what they've been doing for 15 years. I have never seen a bubble to compare to this. So I'm saying, look, we have a bubble around the world in demographic spending, which keeps declining in more countries. And we can predict this by country. Japan was the first to peak, and then the U.S., and now Europe. But we also have the greatest debt bubble in modern history, 2 to 4 times what we've seen back in the roaring 20s, last time we had a debt bubble. And all we need, like in 2008 with the subprime crisis, is a trigger to cause this debt bubble to reset and deleverage, or what I call a financial detox. And this is happening. I've been looking at China, number one, because it had the greatest stock bubble in the shortest period of time, with the least sophisticated investors who were jumping out of the real estate bubble there to get into the stock bubble, and now it's collapsing. And the government is doing the same thing, Alex, it did in 1929 when the U.S. stock bubble started to burst. Both bubbles went down 42% in 2.5 months, and then the government steps in and starts buying its own stock market to try to prop it up, and only lasts about 4 months before the bubble collapse and get worse. You cannot stop a bubble from bursting once you create it. The only way you can stop a bubble is not to create it in the first place, and nobody gets that. We are in a bubble around the world. Commodities, we've been predicting for years, have already collapsed. Nobody thought oil would be at $32 a barrel. We said it would be $20 to $30 a barrel years ago. Nobody thought that the U.S. bubble would burst in real estate in 2005. We said it'll burst. Now it's going to burst more. So investors and people need to say, look, we've had this great bubble. It's been artificially stimulated by governments around the world, especially the Fed here in the United States. Take your gains from the bubble and turn it back into cash and liquidity so you can survive this crash that's going to happen. It is going to be worse. And we just said this in our January newsletter. 2016 is going to go down, I think, is the worst year for the stock market, not since 2008, not since 2001, since 1931, because this crash is going to happen rapidly, and it's starting in China, and that's what I've been looking for. I finally told people late last year, gosh, the thing I've been looking for in the last couple of years is for a major bubble to burst, not just oil, which was first, but the second one is China's bubble bursting, and they're not going to be able to
stop. So you're saying we're facing another Great Depression generally, or the same numbers in the stock market?
Actually, we're facing a bigger crash than 2008, which was about 55% in 17 months. I think we're going to see 70% in the next year, year and a half, and ultimately a little more than that down the road. We are going to see a Great Depression. We started to see the Great Depression, which I forecast back in 2007 and 8. We started to see
that. You're saying the new Great Depression is basically months away?
Yes. I think it's going to happen between this year, 2016, and 2022.
And they're getting ready to take the guns on top of it. I tell you, this is a recipe for just explosions. Please continue.
Yeah. I mean, again... people don't realize, nobody's seen this happen in their lifetime. The last time we had a bubble burst in debt, in financial assets, stocks, commodities, real estate, everything, was in the early 30s, and the stock market went down 89% in 2.5 years. Real estate went down 26%, 61% in New York, never came back for decades. Stocks didn't come back for 25 years. This is something major. You have to get out of the way of this. It's a matter of survival. And then when these bubbles burst, whether it's real estate in New York or beachfront property in Florida or anywhere else, you're going to be able to buy stuff at rates you will not believe if you protect your wealth now and wait until the crash
happens. I understand you're about surviving and thriving in bad times, but getting back to your demographic cliff, all your charts, the things you use at Bain to be able to successfully predict things in all your best-selling books. Specifically, Because at a certain point, it does get down to tea leaves on exact times. 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. I mean, we'll be in a Great Depression. They'll be telling us everything's great, like they tell us Obamacare is free. But how deep will this have to get before they admit it's a depression? I mean, obviously, most third world countries are already in a depression. They're in flames. So there is a global depression. It's just not evenly distributed. But how long until it hits here? How bad will it be distributed, say, here versus Australia versus China versus Europe versus Russia? Where are the worst places? Where are the best places?
Okay. First of all, we've been waiting for a long time to see. I mean, the governments have been keeping this bubble going by printing trillions of dollars, like $10-12 trillion in the last several years. They've been filling in the downturn. They didn't do that in the 1930s. So in the 1930s, the stock market peaked in 1929 when demographics would have said it would, and it just went down. Well, no, they've kept this bubble going. But we've been looking for the final signs where I call the smart money is exiting the market. This happens when the largest companies like Google and Apple and Netflix and Amazon are going straight up, and at most companies, 80% of the companies are going down. The average company in the stock indices are down 20% right now, while these big companies are making new highs at unbelievable valuations. That is the sign that the bubble's finally peaking. And so I think this bubble's going to burst. It's starting to burst now. To have December and January be the worst in decades is a sign that something's wrong. This happened in 2001. It happened in 2007 and 8. This is a sign that something's wrong, and I think you're going to see not a correction, not a 10-20% correction that the most conservative analysts are calling for. I think you're going to see a major crash in the next year.
Well, you've been right over and over and over again. It's sickening feeling because I don't want you to be right, but, I mean, you're one of the most accurate people out there. I'm not just saying that. People can all witness it. I wish you were wrong. What do you say, just because I have to do this, to the naysayers, and even do this in mainstream media, New York Times, oh, we're fear porn. Oh, we're going to cause a crash by saying all this. That's like saying, well, you caused Bernie Madoff to go under because you pointed out he was a fraud. You know, the fraudsters are okay. The derivative sellers are okay. Those of us that point out historical trends, we're bad. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I was the most bullish economist in all of U.S. history from the late 80s forward because I saw this massive baby boom coming. They're the largest generation in history, the largest since the American Revolution back 250 years ago. And these people were going to predictably cause the greatest boom and bubble.
Yeah, you want to be bullish, but I mean, the fact is this is the season of the bear.
Well, yeah, exactly. But we had that boom. And the baby boom first peaked in Japan. That's why I called my book The Demographic Cliff. The first baby boom to peak was in Japan in the late 80s, the mid-90s. They fell off the cliff. Look at Japan ever since. They've been down. Their stock market's still 55% off their highs. Real estate's down 60%, never recovered. And their stock market was down 80% or worse. Japan has just gone through what the rest of the world, the U.S. went through it next, and now Europe is going to hit it, and everybody thinks Germany's going to hold up the Eurozone, and Germany has the worst demographics of any single country in the next decade, and nobody sees
Germany. And I don't think giant third world rape gangs are going to replace them.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you can't fight demographics, but the worst thing, Alex, is that when times are good, especially when the Fed jumps in and makes interest rates low and tells everybody to buy a house whether they can afford it or not, you get these bubbles in speculation and real estate and stocks and debt. And this debt bubble is when you count all the unfunded liabilities for health care and Social Security and government debt and private debt. And people worry about $18 trillion in government debt. That is the least of our problems.
I agree.
We have so much more debt, like 8 times our GDP at the minimum.
Well, how many quadrillions are there in derivatives?
Oh, $70 trillion just in that. I mean, and derivatives are total speculation. They're supposed to be insurance against bonds and stuff. There's no collateral. Real insurance has collateral behind it. So this is just another way to speculate, another way for Wall Street to say, oh, you don't have to worry about all these risks and bubbles. We've got it insured. You got it insured by who? Speculators and 30 times leverage. As soon as something goes wrong, they're broke. They're not going to be able to stand behind these.
Demographically, too, how bad will crime get during a depression?
Okay. I look back in the 1930s, Alex, and any time in history, crime and unemployment are directly correlated, and stock crashes and suicides are directly correlated. So crime and homicides were the highest in 1933 when unemployment was the highest in the Great Depression, and suicides were the highest in mid to late 1932 when the stock market bottomed. So you're going to see civil unrest. You're going to see rising crime, but it's going to come from rising unemployment after this big bubble's been built. And if you think it's bad in the United States, imagine a half a billion. I said a half a billion migrants, uneducated migrants from rural areas in China that only in the last 15 years have moved into cities, and they're building stuff for nobody. And when that building boom starts, what are these people going to do? You're going to have a half a billion people in Chinese cities unemployed.
China already had more than 50 million people, it's estimated, since Mao took over, starved to death. Can you imagine the starvation this time?
Yeah. I mean, I don't worry, Europe has worse demographics than the United States. You said, you know, where's it going to be the worst? East Asia, Japan. But in the United States, we have much more income inequality, and China has this massive migration that's never been properly assimilated. And I hate to say, the one thing about Europe is they have their immigrants, especially the Muslims, are not as integrated, nowhere near as here. So you're going to see, I think, civil unrest on a level we haven't seen in our lifetime. And I hate to say that, but it's just like,
no, it's true. We're sitting on top of Red Wire time bomb. Good God. It's clear we're steaming towards it, whether it's a month, 6 months, a year. When we come back, I want to specifically when you think they're going to be able to stop, you know, denying. You answered most of the question. I appreciate that. But, Mr. Dent, when is it going to be clear? Because, man, they can mind control the public, folks. You can have 1,000 German women raped, and they'll say it didn't happen. So you can have a depression, and they'll tell you, you know, you didn't build your business. I mean, this is the age of 2 + 2 = 5.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, I'm going to speak about the whole state of the world, that little five-minute segment coming up, and then Anthony Gucciardi is going to host the fourth hour with the same situation, the gun grab that's going on, the power grabbing, the open borders, just the lawlessness, the establishment obviously scurrying around getting ready for political upheaval and trying to exacerbate it as much as they can, I guess, to use the crisis to get even more power. But getting past all that, what are we going to do individually? Looking at the United States and the rest of the world, they're pretty much signaling now that things are in big trouble, global implosion. If you say it's as bad as the Great Depression, you add all the bigger populations, all the fact that Tower of Babel, you were just mentioning people don't get along as well. We don't have more homogeneous populations anywhere, it's in other parts of the world as well. What does that signal and what's the time frame?
Well, again, I think the worst year is going to be 2016, early 2017, the next year or a little more. I think that's when the stock crash is going to hit the hardest, just like it did in 2008. It happened in 17 months, and 80% of that stock crash happened in 5 months between June and early November of 2008. It's going to be like that. Stocks are going to get hit the worst, the fastest. Real estate is going to take years to come down. Businesses are going to go under. So if you've got a business and you're thinking of retiring, you should sell your business now, or you should hunker down to survive and know that if you are leaner and meaner than your competitors, you're going to come out of this ahead. If you got stocks, you should sell them. I mean, people say, oh, but I got Procter & Gamble and it's got a high dividend. I don't care. Even in the Great Depression, companies like Procter & Gamble went down 50, 60, 70, 80%, and some companies stopped paying the dividend. So if you want a dividend, get a 30-year treasury bond. That is the safest thing you can buy, and people keep saying the U.S. dollar is going to go down. No, we're the best house in a bad neighborhood, and that's been proven over several years, and we've been saying that as well. So get safe, get in stuff, just protect your wealth. The key to prospering in a deflationary downturn like this, which only comes once in a lifetime, like the 1930s, and nobody's alive to tell us about that, is that you protect your wealth and then reinvest after the bubbles burst.
Let me expand on that. What about more speculative things? What do you see, because Bitcoin's up right now, what do you see happening deeper into this with things like Bitcoin?
Bitcoin, I think, is the beginning of something in the future, but it's not established yet, and it's just as volatile as gold. I wouldn't be buying Bitcoin, and I wouldn't be buying gold. Gold did great in the 70s when inflation was the trend, but with deflation and debt deleveraging the trend, gold keeps going down. I've got reports on this off the charts. It's just unbelievable that people don't understand. People think gold is a crisis hedge. It's an inflation hedge, and we're not dealing with inflation. How could we have such low inflation after $12 trillion was printed around the world by that central bank? It's because they're printing money to fight deflation, and deflation is not gold's ally. It's not stocks or real estate. The only thing that does well in deflation is high-quality, long-term treasury bonds and AAA corporate bonds. That's the only two things that did well in the 1930s. Everything else went down. And that's what I have to keep telling people, Alex, that this is not like the 1970s or other recessions we've had where some things go up, some things go down. In a bubble burst like this, everything goes down except for the primary.
So by what time next year will it be evident? Or this year?
I think between now and July, you're going to see the first big crash, not a small. We've only seen small crashes, though. Thus far, around China and oil. And we've been warning. Those are the two things to look at. When oil prices go down, watch out. And when China stocks go down, watch out. I think you're going to see the first crash by July. And I think you're going to see the worst of it by late 2016, early to mid 2017. It will last beyond that up and down, but you're going to see the worst there. And so this is the year to protect yourself. After that, it's going to be easier to deal with this.
All right, Mr. Dent, HarryDent.com, thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Thank you for the time. Coming up, fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. We're taking on the globalists, ladies and gentlemen, trying to warn everybody.